The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. On a Monday, break it down a notch.
Yeah, it's just Monday, the back
Selena,
row.
Calm down. I'm Selena, by the way.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Graham, question for you. Have you been to the marina lately? You know, the marina and San Francisco. Oh my goodness. Here's my real question. Have you had any pastrami tacos lately? What? That sounds so bizarre, dude. Seriously. This is Beth from Fremont, and I'm just saying happy hump day.
Hump day?
Wait, I don't know what day it is. Wait, is it hump day? I don't know. I'm tired. But pastrami tacos. Yes? No? Bye.
His Beth.
Wait.
Beth from Fremont.
Are you drunk?
Might need to do a wellness check on her. No, it's not hump day, unfortunately. It's only Monday. She's once enough. I've been to the Marina District in San Francisco recently. Not in a few weeks or a couple months. I don't know. Last time I was there, I had lunch at Little Original Joe's on Chestnut Street. Amazing spot.
Okay.
If you're ever down there, I highly recommend. My favorite bar in San Francisco is down there, Monahan's. It's on Pierce Street, yep. Right off Chestnut. You got to go to Monahan's anytime you're over there. I think she's talking about maybe listening to some old podcast or something, because there's a restaurant on Chestnut Street in the marina called Tacolicious. There's a few, they got a few locations. And
they have pastrami tacos?
No, they do some, like, you know, taco of the week where they, you know, they try something new. And yeah, and I talked about that one time. They had some pastrami tacos and I tried them. Amazing. They were very
good. Really?
But I don't know if that's a thing that they regularly put on the menu or not.
Well, maybe the feedback was like overwhelmingly positive. They're like, let's add it as a normal thing after your review.
I just looked online. I didn't see it though. I didn't see there as a regular item, but maybe, you know, taco of the week status. But
sounds delish.
But could someone check on Beth from Fremont? Just
yeah. Can you do a wellness check, please?
Yeah, she's okay. She's off by a couple days, but no big deal.
We have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash on standby. First, Graham, you texted me last night that your power was out.
You guys, the wind. Holy windstorm last night. That was insane.
I got no sleep.
Because
the wind.
It was crazy because the wind in the afternoon, evening started really picking up, and it was blasting, at least where I live in Napa. Like, it looked like fall outside because leaves were just falling everywhere. And then my son had a Little League game, went to that, and the kids are out there. All their hats were flying off, and kids are chasing their stuff all over the field. It was a mess. And then while we were at the game, then I get the alert from PG&E. Oh, by the way, your power's out. I'm like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Great. Now, for those of you that don't know, my house is all electric, and we have a well. So I had to then, on the drive back from the Little League game, because the power was still out, and the estimated time that was going to be restored was last night at midnight. Luckily, they got it on a couple hours before that, right around 10 o'clock or something. But I had to give my family the big talk. You only get one flush. So if it's yellow, you have to let it mellow, because each toilet in the house only gets one flush, and that's it.
Oh,
and they were
God.
Like, wait, what? And then I had to explain the whole thing. Yes, because our water pressure is from a pump, which runs on electricity. And if there's no electricity, that means there's no water being pushed through,
like,
the pipes.
So, like, after that one flush,
the toilet doesn't refill.
It's not going to, okay.
Right. So you get one flush.
That's so much pressure.
It is. And then my daughter sat down and went number one, and then she hit, she half flushed. I was like, stop. It's yellow. Let it mellow. Don't flush.
Oh, my God.
I used the outdoor bathroom because I was like, I'm going to conserve. I'm going to be nice enough to give my flush to my wife. You know, if she wants to use the
flush. In case she wants to drop one.
In our bathroom, in case she's got something something cooking. I'm gonna pass my flush off to you. So I let her know, like, you've got.
But what if you had to drop one? You would do that outside still?
No. Then I would find one of the other toilets in the house and use that one.
But it's a lot of pressure.
It is. But we were very clear on the rules, and everything worked out fine. And then luckily the power came off a little bit before 10 o'clock last night, and we're back in business. But it was off for about four more hours yesterday.
And do they shut the power off in case of, like, is it to prevent fire?
This was an unplanned outage, according to my PG&E alert.
Oh.
This was not a...
God, that's so annoying.
One just... Yeah. I think they did some power safety shutoff or whatever. This was not one of those. You only get one flush, everybody. Use it wisely.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
Four!
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Let's take a look at your weekend box office. Michael, the number one movie of the weekend. It won't go away. It's $26.1 million. That's how much it made over this weekend. Number two, The Devil Wears Prada 2. And the number three, Obsession.
Never heard of it.
Me either.
The Giants took 2 out of 3 games from the Sacramento Las Vegas A's, formerly of Oakland, over the weekend. Capped off by yesterday's win, which was a 10-1 total pounding. Giants are still in fourth place in the NL West. They're 9 games back of the Dodgers in first. Giants now head to Arizona for a 3-game series with the D-Bags. Game one is tonight at 6:40.
Go Mets! Woo! Sunny and warm Monday to kick off this very nice summer weather week. Highs will climb into the 80s. Strong winds continue today as well. But 80s today, you guys. 80s for the next 4 days, and then it'll trickle down to the 70s. So, very nice.
Summer's here.
Hey, Capricorn besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be an 8. An intriguing text or DM could land in your inbox with some serious romantic energy attached. Make sure you use your Capricorn intuition to differentiate between a fling and something more serious. Trust your gut over your heart today, babe, because clarity is likely waiting on the other side of patience.
Ooh.
Okay. I got to think about that for a second. What does that mean?
All right. Next on the JV show, I do want to talk about this celebrity's kid who got married over the weekend. Kind of weird what happened.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. First talk back of the day, I hope.
Nope.
Happy Monday. Woohoo!
Woo!
Just kidding. Sucks. I did not want to get up this morning. Anyway, have a good day. Wake up. Start this week. Bye.
Wake up, people. Hot coffee chug.
Hot coffee chug. Yeah, Selena, you mentioned that you were awake a lot last night. Yeah, the wind was just blowing so hard that, yeah, you're just laying there like, am I going to get blown off or am I not? You
right.
know? And that just
kept me up all night.
The suspense. Yeah, I was wide awake all night. I got like no sleep. And I didn't get blown off.
No.
Which was disappointing.
Yes. But I'm glad that I didn't. Maybe I'm the only one. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It would have been exciting.
We are the JV show, by the way. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And we have another Giants contest for you listening all this week. So leave us a talk back right now, letting us know who you would take with you if you won these 4 tickets to check out the Giants. Take on the Diamondbacks next Tuesday at Oracle Park, courtesy of Visa. And then on Friday morning, we'll pick a winner.
That's right. And we'll play that winning talk back. So good luck, everyone. Get those talkbacks in now. Mm-hmm. Before we get to this celebrity's daughter's wedding that happened over the weekend, did you guys see the video of the bridesmaid who was walking out? Go to JV Morning Show. Go look at this video. She is walking out. You know how like every couple, they'll like come out and they'll do like a little entrance dance or whatever. Yep. She decides to do the worm. and her dress completely splits in half.
I would be so embarrassed.
Her whole butt was out.
Oh my God.
Can we discuss this really quick?
Please.
The walk-in entry dances at a wedding. Where do we land on that? Cool or not?
I'm kind of over them. I don't really?
I think cool if they're quick. Like, I don't need you spending 15, 20 seconds on each dance.
I think cool if they're quick. And maybe if you're like younger, on the younger end, sure, fine. But like me, 26 and a half, I wouldn't want to do that.
I just find it like, I've been in weddings where you had to.
And it's awkward.
Where you have
it's
to do
cringe.
That. It's uncomfortable. Nobody wants to see me dance. That's not what they're here for. They're here to see the bride and groom come out. Yeah, I mean, it's fine to you know, get introduced as part of the wedding party and come out with a little energy or whatever, but I don't need to do a choreographed dance move there.
With somebody you just met a few weeks prior.
And unless you're going to do the worm here and show everyone your you-know-what, like, nobody cares, right? I don't know. I'm kind of out on it at this point.
All right. So Tyson Fury's daughter got married over the weekend. Venezuela Fury. Let me know what you guys think about this, because there are a few things from her wedding that kind of like, you know, just I'm raising an eyebrow too.
Okay.
She wore a wedding dress with a 50-foot train.
50
The train behind her was 50 feet long.
No.
Too much?
And it's just dragging the whole...
Just dragging. Yeah, and she had like a team of people. Like anytime that, you know, she had to go up somewhere or down somewhere or get out of car.
How do you go around a corner? Like in the hallway. You know
she has a team of people for that.
Got it.
Like they see you and then 10 minutes later they see the end of your dress.
Exactly.
Getting it out of the car with that on without it getting slammed in the door.
She showed up in white Crocs. I'm assuming she changed her shoes after that, but she wore a white Crocs.
Oh, gotta get those wedding Crocs.
I'm surprised you're not here for these, Selena.
I'm here for that part.
Oh, okay.
Nobody needs a 50-foot train.
No.
No.
She had 18 bridesmaids.
That's not as shocking, because you see people have, like, a crazy amount of bridesmaids sometimes.
18?
Yeah, but 18, how many friends, how many Norm friends do you have in the audience at that point, right?
Right, wait, 18 bridesmaids, 18 groomsmen?
I'm assuming.
That's a huge wedding party.
Yeah.
I had 10.
Not 18, so you know, wedding together. Party, 18 bridesmaids.
Okay, that is a lot.
That's a lot. I mean,
isn't that kind of crazy?
Like I said, I had 10, and that was a lot.
I don't even have that many friends. I know. And then even when you have a bridal party and it's like just, it's like six people, you know, I feel like six is pretty average. Uh-huh. Or it's somewhere around there. It's a lower number. Even then you worry about there being drama
right.
on the bachelorette party right. or, you know, the other get-togethers. Imagine having 18 people.
If you had 18 bridesmaids up there and then you're the one friend that's didn't get selected for that, you're pissed, right?
Yes.
Right. 18 of you
they
are in
made
and
the
I'm
cut,
the
but I didn't.
And I didn't.
How do you get everyone in one picture?
You just make your iPhone 0.5.
Yeah, you go to Pano. You go to Pano. Yeah. Take that.
One more thing here. Let me know what you guys think about this. She's 16 years old.
I almost spit out my coffee. What?
Yeah. Tyson Fury's daughter that got married.
Is that legal?
Well, there it's legal. In
Why?
The UK, the age of consent is 16. So as long as you have like your parents' blessing or whatever, you're allowed to get married at that age. She married her 18-year-old now husband.
What parent would say yes at 16? Yeah, you know what?
Thank you.
Go get
I'm
married.
Judging. I'm judging.
Majorly
she
judging.
She got engaged on her 16th birthday. And her mom that day was like, oh, me and your dad couldn't be prouder and like posted like how happy they were for her.
So if they got engaged on her 16th birthday, that means they were dating when she was what? Like, I'm assuming they dated for a couple years. So 14, 13, like when they
Maybe.
Started dating.
This is weird.
Yeah.
But then he would have been a minor too. I guess anything
Still,
under 16.
Though,
I'm confused.
That's so young.
Maybe not if he would have been over 16 then.
I mean,
know what I mean.
It may be the long game in the JV Show Prediction Journal, but I'd bet any amount of money this marriage
it ain't
doesn't last.
No.
How long do you give it?
It changed a lot from age 16 to 26 and 26 to 36. I mean, I wouldn't know. I'm only 28 and a half. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is incredible long shot odds in my mind.
Longer than her train?
Yep. Just barely. I couldn't imagine. Just, I mean,
like,
Selena, your daughter's not that far out from 16.
She's 14 right now. No, absolutely not.
Can you imagine her being married?
No.
Right.
Like,
oh, we're so proud of you. Yes, of course. You have our blessing. We're so excited for you. What?
No.
How do you react, though, if your child does come to you and they're like, oh, my God, I, like, absolutely love this person, and they just proposed?
Then wear his Letterman jacket. But then, yeah. You ain't about to wear an engagement ring from him. You know what
In
I mean?
In this instance, I would push for a promise ring. And you guys know I hate promise rings. But have a promise ring.
That's fun. Oh, yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah, that sounds nice,
yeah,
right?
Very cool. Trendy.
I'll buy it. I'll pay for it for
I
you
I will, too. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We have Kesha tickets to give away that on standby. We were just talking about how Tyson Fury's 16-year-old daughter got married over the weekend.
Hey, guys. Amber from Fairfield. And I did a little digging about the 16-year-old bride. And to find out, they were only dating a year. Yeah. Look it up, guys. They were only dating a year. I still think it's weird. I don't think any 16-year-old should be getting married. They haven't even thought their whole life out yet. They don't even know that they want to be with that person forever. But all right, bye.
Yeah, like, I don't care about what the age of consent is. Like, that just means you're legally allowed to get married.
Right.
I wouldn't even advise someone in their early 20s to get married that young. It's like, just wait it out a little bit. There's still so much life that you have to live and things to do, and you change so much.
And also, the bottom line is, a 16-year-old is a kid. That's a kid.
Yes,
that's you're a child bride. Like, that's just weird.
It's very weird.
And they're only dating a year. Like, think back when you were 16 and the person you were dating at the time. Yeah, you
would
have been head over heels in love with them, but like, you're not ready to spend the rest of your life with them.
Oh God, no. Ooh. Everyone, think back to that 16-year-old.
I don't want
partner.
To.
Wait, no, I got a 16. I got to think about that one for a second.
How many years is that for you? Oh, yeah. You're thinking about a 16-year-old like that?
No, but when I was 16.
But you're not now, and you're thinking about
it. Yeah, but I think I...
But you're thinking about her when she was 16, and you're 28 and a half now.
But I dated up. That's disgusting. I was just saying I was dating up at the time.
Oh. Like,
you know, because I was a dork. And like,
okay, but now
she's pretty good looking.
She's a minor.
Yeah.
But not anymore.
In your mind. But you're thinking about her as a minor.
In your mind.
Yeah, but I was thinking I'm thinking about her with my 16-year-old mind.
But you're not 16. You're 28 and a half now.
And I'm looking at her through my 16-year-old eyes. You guys, you're getting this way too creepy.
No, no, no. That's disgusting.
Yeah, she was pretty hot.
You should be in jail.
And you're still going?
I know, right? We're giving you an out. Let's talk about uniboobs.
Please. Thank you. Something a little more tame. Have you guys ever heard of the uniboob?
Maybe once or twice.
Like, yeah, but not like as a real thing in real life.
It is, in fact, a real thing. Uniboob, while it is rare to be born with synestheia, I think is the technical term for it. Doctors aren't exactly sure why it happens, but genetics believed to play a role in that. But yeah, you're basically the tissue in your prostheses. Mm-hmm. It sort of just connects all together, and you sort of have
just one giant one?
Sort of center mass, and it is, in fact, a uniboob. They also call it bread loafing. Maybe because it's like a loaf of bread across your chest. I don't know. That's just one of the other names for the uniboob. And they say the other most common reason for a uniboob, if you are not born with it, if it's not a genetic thing, is if you basically have complications from surgery. You're getting a breast augmentation or something, and your implants can sort of drift. There's not enough separation in tissue, and they sort of just end up being pushed together and mushed together, and you can get a uniboob as a result of surgery. Would you, ladies, I wanted to ask you guys, well, first, a general awareness of uniboob, know anybody with uniboob? Because there are a few people in the article I read that one person was on like Celebrity Big Brother in the UK or something, and she was saying that she has that condition, and she said people on social media are just awful to her because anytime she wears something sort of low cut or V cut, they're like, what's wrong with her chest? Because she has the uniboob.
So once it develops, can it go away?
The only real option there is
to get it fixed. You got to get on OnlyFans.
True. A lot of money.
Graham's at a loss for words. Are you thinking about that 16-year-old with it again?
Oh, you guys.
She had a uniboob?
I'm thinking about her with my 16-year-old
Now he's thinking about her with a uniboob.
Again.
Yeah, but you're not 16 anymore, so you can't think about her that way.
I'm 16 in my memory. Never mind. No, anyways, would you guys rather have a uniboob or no boobs?
No boobs. I almost have no boobs, so I'm there already.
Uniboob.
You want a boob?
You're going for the uniboob,
yeah.
And is that just strictly so you can start like an OnlyFans or whatever?
Oh, where am I sticking
boobs? Or even if not OnlyFans, like, I mean, I feel like any video you post with a uniboob is going to go crazy.
Yeah, but it's not a, you know, like a uniboob that has
a center part.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, there's no areola there. Do you know what I mean?
So okay. It's
more of like just a mass of tissue.
Would it be like naked?
So it's more of like a...
Like it would look
you guys are making me look up uniboobs on my work computer.
Here we go. Here we go.
Uniboobs.
You've been flagged.
Images. Oh, where are my sticky boobs?
I don't know.
So like a hunchback, but in the front.
Wow, shaming.
But what? Yes. No, I'm just asking, like, is that the look?
Yes, kind of.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Are you still in?
No.
Still want the uniboob?
Images aren't popping up. I think they did something to my computer after all the grossness I've been looking up lately.
Yeah.
I'd still take the uniboob over none.
Okay.
Really?
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Graham? Or if I go with none, can I get some at some point? Like, going to get surgery?
No, this is a one or other.
Okay.
This thought experiment.
Okay. Yeah. Uniboob.
No. No boobs.
Graham, what would you
wear my sticky boobs?
A 16-year-old.
Yeah, I'll take the uniboob.
Ew!
So there's like something, you know, there's something there.
Anyway, so
the JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We were just talking about Tyson Fury's daughter. She got married over the weekend at 16 years old. We found out that she and her now husband, they've only been together for a year.
Good morning. Happy Monday. This is Ruth from San Francisco. Just really quick. I'm still with the person I've been with since I was 16. Like, we met in high school, sophomore year, and we've been together like 17 years. And he is the most, like, supportive person. And honestly, like, we just grew up together at that point. And I definitely wouldn't change that. Have a good day, y'all.
I think that's fine. And I have no issue with that. But even you, I wouldn't say getting married at 16 is fine.
I don't know that your parents at 16 when you met your now husband or, who, you know, whatever, at 16 would have been like, yes, go for it. Get married while you're in high school. I just don't see that happening.
Absolutely not.
And also, I mean, there's always outliers, you know, to the thing. I just like,
and what
percentage of people that got together with somebody at 16 still together with them today? I don't, you know, we all know people like that. Mm-hmm. I know some high school pairs of high school sweethearts that are still married to this day and have great relationships. I just think it's, you know, a lot longer odds for that to happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Are Niall Horan and Harry Styles feuding? So last week, Niall, he did this interview and he was asked if he was attending any weddings coming up. You know, as you know, Harry Styles is now engaged to Zoe Kravitz. Mm-hmm. And Niall was like, yeah, I actually do have a couple weddings, you know, that I'm going to, a couple mates of mine. So it's going to be really fun. And then the person doing the interview was like trying to press him, like, oh, okay, is it Harry's wedding? Like, is he getting married this summer? But he didn't say Harry's name. So he was like, okay, well, are any of the weddings of people that you used to work with, you know? And Niall responded, he said, no, just mates of mine. I'm not going to that if that's what you're asking me. I'm a busy man.
Oh.
So this immediately sparked concern with fans, because why wouldn't Niall go to Harry's wedding? And does he not consider Harry a mate, like a friend?
Probably not.
Right?
Sounds like a coworker.
Other people think.
My coworkers here.
Think he may have gotten confused and thought the interviewer was asking about Taylor and Travis's wedding. Because I guess he kind of hinted in a previous interview that he got an invite, or he was going to be invited or something like that. So maybe he's too busy for that.
Hmm.
Oh, maybe.
But wouldn't you drop everything to go to Taylor and Travis's wedding?
No. Not necessarily.
I would.
Yeah, I would too.
My kid's birthday? Yeah, well, we'll celebrate later. Taylor's getting married.
Yeah.
I have to go to the wedding.
I guess. Well, I mean, us norms, of course, but
right.
If you're a celebrity, you got more important things to do.
I feel like this wedding is the most important thing.
It's a big deal.
Oh, but Harry Styles and Taylor Swift dated? Right?
At one point. They did.
Maybe that's why he's kind of like, I don't know.
That could. I don't know. Either way, people think that he's feuding now with Harry Styles.
Do you think he would be invited to Taylor's wedding? I'm not having anybody that my wife used to date at my wedding. Nope.
Niall and Taylor didn't date.
I don't know. I thought that's what Jess just said.
No, I meant Harry Styles
and Taylor dated.
I got confused.
Oh, okay.
If they did date, then I get what you're saying, Graham. Then no, obviously not. Leave the ex. out of this. So how does Scooter Braun feel about all of Sydney Sweeney's risque scenes in Euphoria? According to a source, he is fully supportive of her doing these nude scenes and these sexually charged scenes in the show. He has no issue with it. He sees this as just the work she has to do as an actress. He fully understands it's just part of the job and respects how dedicated she is to her craft. Graham, could that be you? Would you be as supportive if it was your wife?
I think he has to know that going in, because she was already in that in those types of roles. If my wife wanted to start taking those roles right now, it would make me very uncomfortable.
She was already in
Euphoria and all the stuff prior to them dating.
You can argue that, yeah, he kind of knew what he was signing up for because of how her character. But what if her character wasn't doing any of that stuff previous seasons, and then producers are like, hey, we're going to evolve your character. Now she's on OnlyFans, and all of a sudden you have to start doing these things.
That would be tough.
Because that's her dream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be tough.
On the show or actually her dream?
Both.
Probably both.
Yeah, probably both. At least that's the way I see it. For Sydney Sweeney, of course.
Of course, yes. Yeah, not you. Not right. That you want to see that.
No.
Or that you did see that from
us. I did, but for research purposes.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, for the show.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, great news, air travelers, because according to the TSA, you can bring a feast on board with you the next time you fly. In a recent post on Twitter, TSA said, quote, protein shakes, 3.4 ounces or less. but rotisserie chickens, as many as you can fit in your carry-on. Solid foods like rotisserie chicken are allowed in carry-on bags with no quantity limitations. So yes, you can absolutely bring an entire rotisserie chicken on the airplane. Under a current TSA rules, travelers allowed to bring all sorts of food items in there. You can bring things like bread, candy, cooked meat, cookies, nuts, cakes, pizza, tamales, anything you want, as long as it's cooked and not a liquid, right? How do you guys feel about somebody bringing a rotisserie chicken on a plane?
Don't do it. That's gross.
But yeah. It's delicious.
But airplane air, something about it.
Yeah, it's all stale.
It's like
and
contaminated.
Gross. And I don't want to be smelling rotisserie chicken on my flight.
So you're in a middle seat, and the guy next to you pops open a container of a piping hot rotisserie chicken and just starts to tear this thing to
Why
shreds.
Why does that disgust me so
you're
much?
You're grossed out by it?
Yeah.
Why?
Then
thing you know, he calls the chicken police
on me. I'm
going
to have to call the chicken police on anybody that does that.
And his greasy hands are touching everything else.
Oh, yeah, because you got to you have to eat with your hands. But that's great news, right? If you are really hungry, you could bring 10 rotisserie chickens as long as it fits in that carry-on bag.
And is he just eating it by himself?
Of course.
By itself, I mean?
Yeah, because once you start digging your hands around in the innards of that bird, like, that's not something you just start sharing at that point.
That's why I didn't mean, like, by himself. I mean, he's eating it by itself, like, no other size.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole meal right there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lisa from Fairfield. I want to let you guys know the BTS concert was amazing last night. Such a good show. We got back into Fairfield around midnight, already on the road to get to work today. Totally worth it. It was a great show. All right. Have a good morning. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I'm glad you had fun. Mm-hmm.
It looked great.
Yeah, everything on social media looked like people were having the time of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I didn't realize Stanford Stadium is as huge as it is.
Mm-hmm. But you saw the videos.
50,000 people.
Crazy.
People coming from out of state to see BTS, and they're still not even done. They have another show tomorrow.
They're doing three total shows?
Yes, sold out.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That's huge.
So glad you had fun. All right, now it's time for What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, you just got to be the first person to get it right. Leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app in order to win this chuggy muggy. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
I think there are a lot of guys that would like to try, but most are probably just too afraid to tell their ladies they want to.
You think so?
Yep.
Do you want to try it?
No. I mean, I've thought
about
it.
That's a yes.
I mean, I think we've all thought about it, right?
I guess.
But you don't think your wife would go for it?
I don't know. Most of us are too chicken to bring it up. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, people, this is a family show.
Yes,
get your minds out of the
sickos.
Gutter. All right, when you have a guest, you whip out your iHeartRadio app. Make sure you're streaming Wild 94.9. Hello, that's our station. And then you'll have the TalkBack mic button available to you right there. You just press that button. Leave us your name and your city, along with what you think that bleeped out word could be. First correct answer of the morning wins a JV Show Chug Mug. It's that simple.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the TalkBack mic on the iHeart app, and then the first person to get it right is winning this morning's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I think there are a lot of guys that would like to try, but most are probably just too afraid to tell their ladies they want to.
Yep.
You just got to just let them know. Mm-hmm.
I think put everything get it over on the with. Table.
Yeah, be honest.
Wait till they have a bunch of drinks in them.
That helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little more open to suggestion at that point.
Why does it sound so bad? I mean, they're still consenting, right?
Obviously.
Okay.
Jeez.
It just sounded very Bill Cosby. I don't know.
Oh, God. He's back, bro.
Let's go to your guesses.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen out of Oakland. I'm going to say yoga. I feel like that's too obvious, but yoga's my guess. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Very popular guest this morning, yoga. Ladies, do you think your men are interested in trying yoga?
No.
I don't. I have no desire to try yoga.
Desire.
I just know that I'm not flexible and it would be very uncomfortable.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Elaine from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is pedicure. Thanks. Have a great day. Bye.
Pedicure.
That seems to be far and away the most popular guess this morning. Again, same question. Ladies, do you think your men want to try getting a pedicure?
I don't think. I don't know. Yeah, you probably wouldn't. Nah.
I'm out on that. It's like, what for?
You know? Right.
What up, JV Show? It's Carlos from the town. Happy Monday. Hope y'all have a good week. My guess for the bleep that word is matcha. He don't want to let his wife know that he wants matcha. All right.
Why'd you
y'all have a good week.
Saying it like that.
Matcha.
Matcha.
What is matcha, anyways?
Nobody
matcha?
Knows. It's just green.
Yeah, it's like a.
Yeah, but what is it?
Like a root powder.
Got
right?
it.
Right? Some sort of powder.
I don't know.
I've never had it. Have you, Selena? Do you drink matcha?
I've had it. It ain't for me.
What does it taste like? Just tastes like matcha.
Yeah, it just tastes like how it sounds.
Yeah, Jess, so, are you a big matcha person?
I've tried it only a few times. Pretty good. I like it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I had a bad batch. I don't know.
Maybe
you had a bad batch of
matcha. I'd go back for more. Yeah. Great guesses so far. Not the right one. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, you got to get on the talkbacks now on the iHeartRadio app. Leave your guess because we're going to play more talkbacks coming up. And again, you want to be that first person to get it right in order to win today's JV Show Chuggy Muggy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Monday. Thanks for waking up with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app, and the first person to get it right is winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
I think there are a lot of guys that would like to try, but most are probably just too afraid to tell their ladies they want to.
Facts.
Bro, just communicate with her.
Yeah, but we're worried about the response.
Well,
may not be receptive to it.
But if you really want to do it, then I think you should say something.
Okay.
Let's go to your guesses. Just remember, this is a family show, you sickos. Your guesses do have to be clean. But let's see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Christy.
And this is Marie.
From Pleasant Hill. And we think the bleep that word is Pilates.
Very popular guess this morning. I will admit, I would like to. Somebody guessed yoga earlier. I have no interest. I'm cool.
But not you want to do Pilates?
Pilates I would want to do. Because it just seems like a really good total body workout.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm still
I feel
out.
Like your legs would be shaking within like the first 3 seconds.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I want the total body workout. Yoga seems like a hot, sweaty situation where I'm going to stretch too hard and fart. And Pilates just seems like this, like, really just like tone everything workout. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alex from Benicia. Is the bleeped out word salsa?
Mouth-watering salsas.
Like you want to try salsa dancing?
Salsa
or salsa dancing?
There I think
is.
Probably the dancing. Do you think there are many guys out there that really would like to salsa?
No.
With their ladies, but just like too afraid to bring it up?
Oh, well, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
I'm going no.
Good morning, guys. This is Veronica from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is makeup. Have a good day.
Ooh, want to try on some makeup?
Makeup. Now, that was a very popular guest this morning. Any thoughts on that? I think that one could be true for...
Maybe more than you'd expect, just to see what it looks like.
Or if they want to cover up like a
blemish.
Yeah, like a pimple or maybe some under eyes.
Yeah, or if they want long, luscious, luxurious eyelashes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just overall.
Don't know how to bring it up.
Everybody's into, looks maxing or whatever. It's like just making yourself look better. A little makeup, tune up the face. Not a bad idea.
Hi, JV Show. This is Loren from Napa. And I think the word is therapy.
There it is.
That's the word.
Here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
I think there are a lot of guys that would like to try therapy, but most are probably just too afraid to tell their ladies they want to.
Whether for themselves or relationship, like a couple's therapy.
Right.
I don't think many guys want to broach that subject. And they just hide inside, and there's a stigma about it.
Like they think they're going to look weak or like sensitive?
I think there's a stigma when it comes to men taking care of their mental health.
Guys, take care of your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important.
Yes. All right, let's give some shout-outs, shall we? I was going to say Lauren from Napa, but she says Loren.
Ooh, that's fancy.
She had the very first correct answer this morning. She's getting herself brand new JV Show Chug Mug. Let's go.
Nice work.
Lauren. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Let's shout them out. Mylene in Danville had it correct. So did Kelly in San Jose. What's up, Kelly? What's up? Our buddy Julie in Bay Point had it correct this morning. So did Hamid in San Jose. Chris in Fairfield had it correct. So did Cecilia in Manteca. Anybody just squeak one in? I saw a little wave of talkbacks flooding in here at the last seconds. That was it?
Yep.
Nobody. All right. Can I go over a couple of the quick other popular guesses this morning? Waxing. Very popular guess. I think a lot of guys out there that want to start waxing their...
Their what? Body?
Stuff.
Eyebrows, maybe?
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Chest?
A skydiving, incredibly popular guess this morning.
I think guys are more likely to try it.
Yeah, why would you be afraid of being judged for saying that?
I don't know. I bring it up now because I've gone skydiving 3 times and I'm like, oh, that'd be fun to do it again. And my wife's like, no, you wouldn't. Nope, not a chance. You can't do it.
I guess I'm forbidden.
She
has the final say.
Eyeliner, polygamy, skincare, and rollerblading round out.
These are good guesses. Those are the most
popular guesses. Good.
I'd be afraid to tell anyone I wanted a rollerblade too, I guess.
That was the age-old joke. What's the hardest part about rollerblading? Never mind.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday, even though Graham and I are dying.
Yeah.
We got no sleep.
It's a struggle.
I was telling Graham I got no sleep last night. He was like, same girlfriend, same, because of the dang wind.
Dude, all night laying there thinking I'm going to get blown off. And it luckily or unlucky, you tell me, it didn't happen. But just the anticipation, the thought that it might, kept me awake all night.
My house sounded like it was going to blow away. There was just like all these different like noises and things. Like the tree hitting my window. I got zero sleep, so... Energy drink Tuesdays, consider Ooh. It. I mean, Monday.
Yeah,
I'm so tired. I don't even know what day it is.
Monday.
Yeah. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Yes, this is Dante and Jordan here.
Dante and Jordan, good morning to you guys. All right, Jess, what is on the line for them today?
We have 4 tickets to the San Mateo County Fair.
Here's how this is going to go down. This is our Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you 4 random trivia questions. You guys just got to get 3 correct. If you can do that, the tickets are yours, okay?
All right.
Let's get started. Question number 1. The Continental Army fought against the Redcoats in the American Revolution. What country were the Redcoats from?
Come on, Jordan. You should know this.
Jordan, come on.
Yeah, seriously, bro.
Come on, girl. Shut. He's nervous. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Where were the Redcoats from?
Do you guys have an answer? Otherwise, I'm going to quit the show.
You know something? We don't know it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Nope.
The Redcoats from Great Britain.
You know, the revolution where, you know, the United States, you know,
hey, it's all good. Became a country. They need a history lesson. No big deal, you know?
It's early. I'm sorry.
And it's early.
We'll get the next 3.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
I know you'll get this one. Question number 2. Wrigley Field is home to what Major League Baseball team?
I know that one. You know it? I know it. Okay, Wrigley Field, that's the Chicago Cubs.
Yep. There we go.
All right, we're on the board. All right.
Question number 3. How many different colors are there on a Rubik's Cube?
Come on, give me one.
How many different colors?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes, think about it. Just picture that cube in your mind.
I'm going to say 6.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep.
Ooh, nice work.
Yes, we got it.
There are 6 sides on there, so of course there are 6 different colors. All right, question number 4. You guys need this one to win the game, so lock in. And also after
All
this,
right.
go back and study about the American Revolution. But lock in on this question. Question number 4.
Yes.
Canada has 2 official languages. What are they? Like, what do they speak in Canada, eh?
French and English.
Yep.
There it is.
Nice comeback.
Hey, Jordan came through.
Let's go.
Jordan came through.
Jordan's a real one.
Congratulations, you guys. You got these 4 tickets to the San Mateo County Fair happening June 5th through the 14th.
Nice
Beautiful.
Work,
Thank
guys.
You
are very nice welcome.
Work.
Hang on so we can get that winning to you. Birthday shout outs.
Hey, JV Show. I'd like you to wish my dad a very happy birthday. His name is Matt. Thank you.
Happy birthday,
Matt. Happy birthday, Matt.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Julie from Benicia. I want to wish my daughter a happy 12th birthday, Alyssa. Alyssa, your mom and dad loves you so much. Your brother, Andrew, loves you so much. Your dog, Lexi, and your cat, Ninja, wants to wish you a happy birthday, too. We hope you have the best day ever. We're so proud of you. Love you.
Aw, happy birthday.
Happy birthday
there. Who gives a fart?
All right, got some DM slides here. Let's go through some shout-outs, here, shall we? Hey, Graham, Nina sliding into your DMs to wish my goddaughters Jessica and Janessa a wonderful birthday. Love you, ladies. Love, Nina. La, la. Yes, happy birthday to you both.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. A mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Sliding into your DMs. It was just my son Octaviano's 10th birthday. Double digits. Happy birthday, Tavi. That's from a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Dad and big brother T. Love you. Yes. And of course,
who gives a fart?
On Monday, can you say happy birthday to my niece, Jessica? It's her birthday. That's from Melody. Yes. Happy birthday, niece Jessica.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, JV Show. I'm Marlo, and it was my mom's birthday over the weekend. I'm hoping you can give her a shout out on her birthday. We listen to the show together almost every morning, and we've even won concert tickets from you guys. She's one of the most hardworking and loving people I know, and listening with her is always one of my favorite parts of the day. That's very sweet. Didn't include mom's name, but happy birthday, mom!
Woo! Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, Danielle sliding into your DMs. Nice. Welcome in. For you guys to help me wish my baby boy, Daxton Ace, a happy 8th birthday. It was on May 17th. He's so special to all of us. Love, mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Drake, Drayson, Junko, Tristan, and Arella. Yes, happy birthday, Daxton Ace.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning. We have a special birthday request for our sweet daughter, Safa, who turns 11 today. She is a bright, kind, and loving girl and a wonderful daughter and the best little sister anyone can ask for. With love, that's from Dad, Asif, Mom, Sumi, big brother Ali, and little sister Marwa. Yes, happy birthday, Safa.
Who gives
Hope
a fart?
Have a great day. A big birthday shout out to our very own hardwood hero, 10-year-old Amari, breaking ankles, grabbing boards, and pulling up from Steph range like he's late on the mortgage. Keep balling, Captain Clutch. Yes, happy birthday, Amari.
Who gives a fart?
I like that. Dad in your DMs, Dad in your DMs for the very first time. Welcome in, Dad. I want to wish my daughter Mia a happy birthday. She's turning 9 today. Please stop growing up so quick. Love, Dad, Mom, Mav, and Ace. Yes, happy birthday, Mia.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, sliding into your DMs to see if you can wish my wife, Kat, a happy anniversary and my daughter, Emery, a happy 12th birthday. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school, and she loves the Yep Nope game. Since I'm currently deployed overseas, I have to miss these milestones, but I know this would mean the world to them. Aww. I miss them so much. Can't wait to see them when I get back. And that is from Charles. Yes, happy anniversary and happy birthday, Emery.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham, can you shout out our daughter, Olivia, for her birthday? She's turning 14 today, and we are proud of all her accomplishments in school and on the Morgan Hill Titans gymnastics team. We love you. Thank you, Graham. You are the man. Appreciate that. That is from Daddy Stefan.
I'm a daddy.
Yes. Happy birthday, Olivia.
Who gives a fart?
One here. Good morning, JV Show. I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my son, Julian. He just turned 8 today. Hope you have fun at school today. A mommy.
I'm a mommy.
A daddy.
I'm a daddy.
Your brothers and Lonnie love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate you later. Yes. A lot of birthdays this morning. Everybody celebrating one. Keep this in mind as you go about your day, please.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. Don't. Today's Hottest Trending coming up next.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Wait, Jess, so what do you think about everyone saying Kevin Jonas might be the hot Jonas brother now?
No, that is false.
Even after seeing this video?
I'm not impressed.
Kevin is the oldest Jonas brother, and he was always the one that was overlooked because right. Nick and Joe were always the hot ones. Nobody ever really paid any mind to Kevin Jonas. But then his wife shared this video of him working out, and the abs are out, the muscles are out, and everyone's saying that he might be the hottest Jonas brother now.
I don't think so.
I don't know about that.
I feel like it's always been Joe.
It gives me
or Nick, I guess.
But does both Joe and Nick have this body?
It's
nobody knows what's under their t-shirt.
Something about the video is a little funny, no? Like
the whole, it gives me the creeps.
Why?
It gives me the creeps.
Oh, poor Kevin.
I think it's
shirt on, bro.
He's always been like, you know, the Jonas brother. I was never even in like the chat when it came to hotness. I feel bad for the guy. Good for him. He's looking good. You guys are so mean.
No, he is looking good. He's JB just Morning not Show. The best one.
Which Joe bro was it that before our Jingle Ball concert at SAP Center was just hammering out a bunch of push-ups?
That
backstage?
Was Nick.
Nick, yeah. He wanted to get the triceps popping before he went out on stage and his wife beat her or whatever. Yep. Yeah.
So So Pete Davidson is facing some deadbeat dad claims. So remember when it was making headlines that Pete Davidson was dating a non-celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
That non-celebrity is Elsie Hewitt. They recently had their first baby together 5 months ago. And last week, there were reports that their relationship is super rocky. Now Elsie is on TikTok claiming that she is doing everything by herself despite having a famous baby daddy. She says she's struggling because she has this new baby, but she also has to work and make money because she's doing it all on her own. And when somebody was like, I hope you don't mean you're doing the financial part alone when your baby daddy is Pete Davidson. And she said, I am.
Ooh.
So apparently what put a huge strain on their relationship is that she wanted more like hands-on support from Pete, but he's always traveling for work because they still have to make some money. So I don't know if they're still together or broken up. A lot of the stuff that she was saying on TikTok has been deleted. But a source, clearly somebody from Pete's camp, is saying that is actually very false and that Pete actually pays for everything. The rent, living expenses, their health insurance for her and the baby. And, you know, they've had their personal disagreements, but Pete fully committed to being a good dad.
Mm, they're for sure not together anymore.
I don't think so either, but
hopefully
I don't know.
He's being a good dad.
She went and deleted it. I don't know.
Maybe it was like a spur of the moment, like she was upset at something and she posted that. Yeah,
right.
And then,
Like maybe he does pay for everything, but she was like, yeah, I'm mad. I'm going to do it all on my own. I'm going to show you.
I'm a real boy.
And then, oh, it's really hard. I'm going to delete this. And I actually do want you to help because it's really helpful. Right. I don't know. Dealing with that is just, it's tough anyways. Having a new baby and learning how to juggle everything, you do want somebody hands-on and supporty. Do you think they would have these issues if he dated someone else who was famous who kind of understands why he has to be gone for long amounts of time?
That would make it a little easier, I think.
It would, but also, I mean, Selena, you know, in the picture yourself in those, like, you know, days after and weeks after having a baby, like, it's tough. I don't care who the other person is or what their job is. Like, you want that other person around to help you. You're running on no sleep and a baby that won't stop crying or whatever it is.
You definitely do, but this is 5 months later. And, I mean, even after a few months, like, I have to go back to work. You know what I mean? So if Pete does have to go back to work to make money to support them.
I get it. But, you know, and paying for everything doesn't necessarily mean you're a good dad.
Right. No, the time does.
Like,
the time you put in and the hands-on. I agree. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Ronda Rousey had her big return fight in MMA over the weekend. A lot of Netflix viewers asking for their money back, which is kind of silly because I doubt there are that many people that got a subscription to Netflix just to watch this. But we talked about this fight a bunch when it was first announced because it was a big deal. Ronda Rousey coming out of a 10-year MMA retirement to fight Gina Carano, who was also making her return to fighting for the first time in 17 years. Did any of you guys watch?
No.
Again, a lot of hype when first announced, and then it just sort of fell off my radar and I think everybody's radar. I didn't realize it was this weekend until it was already over. Well, I'm glad I didn't anxiously wait to watch it like some people did, because the fight, it only lasted 17 seconds. Ronda Rousey quickly took Carano to the mat right when the fight started, got her in an armbar, and then Carano tapped out. And that was that. There was really, like, very little of anything that happened. It was just one quick submission, and that was that. People on social media posting, I want my money back, Netflix! All that promo for that? But again, did anybody really? It was on Netflix. You already have a Netflix subscription, so I don't know what. Maybe you want your time back, and Netflix would be happy to give you 17 seconds back. They
go.
Can do that.
But I mean, this is the same. I mean, I know the last, but before retiring, I mean, she lost her last couple of fights. But before then, this is the same woman who was knocking people out in 9 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I don't think many of her fights went all that long, but
they
But it had been a long time. I can't remember. Gina Carano, I has to feel somewhat, I mean, obviously disappointed she lost the fight, but she revealed that since the end of 2024, she started training to make her return. She says she lost 100 pounds.
What?
100 pounds? Imagine all the work that it took to get into that kind of shape, lose 100 pounds, and then your fight only lasted 17 seconds. Ouch. Yeah. Anyways.
Dang.
Yeah, I did not watch, but was surprised that the fight had happened because I totally forgot about it.
It's like, it was there. I didn't completely forget, because every time you open Netflix, it's there. Like, hey, live event coming up. Here's your reminder.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, I was like, oh, my God, that is coming up. Oh, every day. Oh, that is coming up. Oh, that's this day. And the day comes, and I completely forgot.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Nope.
Yeah. So. I'll catch the highlights.
Here's your free 17 seconds back.
Thank you.
Netflix just credited your account with 17 seconds.
Coming up next on the JV Show, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Also, Jess, you want to talk about this photo shoot between a mom and son? A lot of people think it was kind of inappropriate. We'll talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Zeff from the Net. So I ended up getting blown off last night because, man, the wind was insane. I had to move my car because a lot of branches were falling off the tree. And then we come out this morning and half the tree fell down, but it was not on our cars. It was on the neighbor's car, unfortunately. But yeah, the wind has been crazy and it is still going today. And there's tumbleweeds everywhere from Concord to Oakland. There are tumbleweeds all over the place. What is happening right now?
Yeah, no, I mean, our thoughts, you know, thoughts go out to everyone that got blown off last night because it was like, it was crazy. I mean, that wind was insane. Did anybody have this on their radar? I remember like hearing one thing about it. Yeah, it might be a little windy. Did Jess tell us that?
Yeah,
I said, no, you didn't.
I said windy conditions were going to continue all weekend long.
Yeah, but like last week was a little windy.
Yeah,
this was different. This was like,
things are getting blown over, tree branches falling.
Power was knocked
power
out
outages,
in Napa. I didn't
yeah.
have power for
okay,
four
I can't
or 5 hours
predict
yesterday.
Those.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, I'm not saying you should have seen this.
But if you would have said, like, hey, expect a wind event on Sunday, that would have, like, told us, okay, it's going to be these type of conditions.
But this thing, like, totally seemed like it came out of nowhere. And did we used to have wind events like this? We've had wind.
It was, like, every once in a while.
Usually when it's with a big storm or something, you know? And now we're just getting random hot wind events and people are just getting blown off left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is happening?
Lucky them.
I'm with Seti Said. Like, what is happening?
All right. We have your chance to win $1,000 in Crazy Cash right now. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is rich. Take the keyword rich over to wild949.com. Look around. Find the spot to enter it. Type it in. Rich. And you might win $1,000. Good luck.
Nice.
And can we talk about this photo shoot?
Please.
This mother-son photo shoot really quick, because a lot of people seem to think it's inappropriate. There's kind of a debate going on, right? Is it inappropriate or is it innocent? You know the famous Spider-Man kiss, the one where Spider-Man is in the suit, he is upside down, and he is kissing Mary Jane in the movie.
Oh, dude, I used to have dreams about that scene, just wanting to kiss him so badly.
Wait,
upside
what?
Down.
Kiss him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you?
No.
Oh. But I saw a video of a mom recreating.
Can we pause on the upside down kiss? Just logistically, would that work the same?
Yeah. Your mouth can still align, right?
It would feel different.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and especially if it's like full on makeout, like, and one tongue is coming from the upper part of the upside down person's mouth.
I don't think you've ever really been able to, like, hey, your tongue's not right side up in my mouth.
I don't know. I just feel like it would just be, like, messy and just cause some issues. I don't
know. Yeah, no, I agree. Like, it would take some practice. Like, you'd have to work on your technique, for
sure. Yeah, but it's doable, apparently.
Okay.
A lot of people, though, not very happy about this one, because you see in this video, the photo shoot take place. And by the way, some pictures are up. JV Morning Show, if you want to check this out yourself on Instagram, on her story. So the son is in the Spider-Man costume and he is giving his mom a kiss. That is the photo shoot. What do you guys think? Is this innocent or is this inappropriate?
I don't know. Look, I am someone who I don't kiss. I don't like parents that kiss kids on. I mean, let me start that over, because I don't.
Yeah, careful.
let me start. Everything
where are you going with this one?
Take it out of the podcast.
I was getting Bill Cosby vibes from that one.
I am not a parent that kisses their kids on the lips. Okay.
Okay.
My parents didn't do that to me. I understand everybody is different. I understand parents can do that, and it is completely innocent, and that is fine. I've come to understand that, like, you just do what works for you.
Got it.
That is not me. And I think in any other situation, like if this was a mother son just taking a photo and they're just, you know, making out, I'd be like, okay, that's kind of weird. But for whatever reason, I'm looking at this and I think this is really cute, actually.
Really?
I'm like completely flip-flopped after seeing these photos.
I'm surprised.
I'm not really here for it.
A lot of people say that this should not be recreated because it's a romantic love scene.
I was just going to say the same thing. You're recreating an iconic, loving, romantic moment.
But this is innocent. This is a child. Clearly, it's a mother-son photo shoot. It's like superhero themed.
What in the Epstein files is going on here?
But this is clearly, there's no romance in this. Clearly, this is a loving mother-son relationship. I mean, like, I have a son, and all I do is kiss on my son.
Then why is her tongue out?
It's not.
So if this is, it looks like she might be tonguing.
If this is just like a loving relationship, you would be up for doing this specific photo shoot with your son?
I would probably more.
Your son loves Spider-Man.
I would probably more kiss him on the cheek.
So that's just some
because
people were
we
saying.
Don't normally kiss on the lips like that, but for a family that does, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Some people were saying, okay, why not kiss the forehead then? If your son wants to do, like, he loves Spider-Man and he wants to do this photo shoot, okay, switch it up a little bit so that it's not so intimate.
Yeah.
And a lot of people on the internet obviously were calling this weird. Others on the other side of things were saying, like, why does the internet have to make everything so weird all the time? Like, no, this is just a loving, like...
Why did they have to make it so weird by doing this?
I thought this was actually really cute. And even I'm shocked to say that because normally I'm the person that's like, whoa, that's creepy.
But why even complete the kiss? You want to have your kid hanging upside down like Spider-Man and you be holding him? Sure, that's cute. Then it, like... Don't tell me we're making the internet weird. You are by putting a picture of you tonguing your son upside down in a Spider-Man suit.
But you're the one romanticizing it.
I'm not romanticizing it. They're the ones that are recreating the most romantic scene from a Marvel movie. It's a Marvel movie.
But clearly, you can clearly tell there's no romance going on here, and you're the one that's thinking it, though.
Right. So then if you're not trying to make the scene, which was a romantic scene, if you're not trying to recreate that exact scene because you know that there was some romance behind it, then do the forehead. Like, kiss the forehead.
Yeah.
Or just hold him upside down and smile, or do something that differentiates this a little bit from the actual scene.
Okay. We have a poll up on our Instagram story. Is this mother-son photo shoot appropriate?
Selena's going to vote yes.
I vote...
Vote no.
I'm going to go vote no.
Ah, dang it. I read that backwards and I voted no because I thought it said inappropriate. Anyways, 77% of people are voting no that this photo shoot is not appropriate. So
yeah.
You guys can go check it out and leave your vote now. It's there on our Instagram story, JB Morning Show. Give us a follow.
You confused me that I voted the wrong way.
I did too.
Well, at least we canceled each other out.
Okay, that's true.
The JB Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JB Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
A lot of people saying Kevin Jonas is the new hottest Jonas brother, which, I mean, let's be honest, he was in third place before.
He was, yeah.
But he has this new thirst trap. JB Morning Show is on our Instagram story.
Good morning, JB Show. If you think it's sad that Kevin Jonas is the forgotten Jonas, imagine how their youngest brother, Frankie Jonas, feels. Have a wonderful Monday. Bye.
Oh, I forgot about him.
There's another Jonas brother?
Yeah, I feel like he doesn't count, though, because he wasn't in the Jonas Brothers group.
Well, why wasn't he invited to be in? I'd be pissed right there.
Like, huge age gap. He was like a baby.
Well, teach him to play the tambourine or something.
Do you know what he looks like? Because I have no idea.
I feel like I've seen him before. Not lately, so I don't know. More importantly, who gives a fart, people?
That's a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And we were just talking about a mother-son photo shoot because a lot of people were saying it was inappropriate. It is the famous upside-down Spider-Man kiss.
And by the way, you can see it, JV Morning Show, if you haven't checked it out yet. It's up there on our story.
When my son was growing up, he loved Spider-Man so much. Every movie, he would wear his Halloween costume all the time. He'd wear it to bed. He'd wear it around the house. He would try to wear it to school and church. And, of course, he couldn't. But anyways, of all the things that I would try to do for him, to buy him Spider-Man stuff or just, you know, anything Spider-Man themed, I would have never, ever, ever thought to do this picture with him.
That's a good point.
I probably wouldn't either, but seeing it, I do think it's very sweet. I don't get creepy vibes from it at all.
I don't know.
And I know, you can disagree. That's the beauty of this.
Good morning, JV Crew. It's like without the haircut on that topic of the Spider-Man and the mom. I don't think that's inappropriate. You know, I remember I did a photo shoot with my mom, and we recreated the famous Titanic on the front of the boat with her hands out, and it was great. It was so beautiful. You should have seen it.
I'm a daughter.
I'm a daughter. I like that. I like that. That was good. Yeah, I mean, Selena, do you understand what people are saying? Because, you know, a lot of people, the comments were like, you guys are the ones making it weird by romanticizing this thing. It's innocent. It's a mother and a son. But do you understand that they're recreating you know, a very steamy moment. And right. so it's natural for people's mind to go there because it was such an iconic, steamy kiss scene from a movie.
I mean, I understand that. I know, I do understand that. I'm just saying that's not the vibe I got from looking at this. And this is someone who normally thinks this kind of stuff is too far, creepy, or inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Had he not had the mask on and maybe they were like actually kissing lip to lip, maybe I might feel differently. I think that having the mask on does help a little bit.
How about mother, son, they're soaking wet, recreating the iconic kiss from The Notebook. I've never seen it, but I'm looking at the most iconic kisses of all time. And this one comes in at number 3. How about that? They're just totally rain soaked and there they are locked in an embrace and a kiss.
Inappropriate.
I don't know. I'd have to see it. I mean, there's plenty of parents that kiss their kids on the lips. I don't do that. But, I mean, I would just have to see the photo. And if I get a creepy vibe from it, then that's what it is. This Spider-Man one, I just don't.
Got it.
Okay.
I can't explain
don't
it.
Don't tell me we're the ones making the internet weird. Sweet. They're the ones making the internet weird by recreating a steamy kiss.
But why can't they? That's his mom and that's her son.
Because they're recreating a steamy moment.
But it's just a weird mother and son kiss.
But the moment is a romantic one.
Right. It was in the movie. I mean, I understand that, but now it's not. Now it's between a parent and child. You're the one that can't get past what it was in the movie.
I think I can't get past it because it is still on the mouth that they're doing the kiss.
And it's making you think of that moment.
Yeah.
Hi, Morning JB Show. This whole Spider-Man photo shoot thing has me thinking about this girl I went to college with. She had to have been her low 20s. And, she had posted a picture on Facebook of her eating breakfast with her mom at a restaurant. They were sitting across the way from each other, and they had to have asked, like, a waiter to take a picture of them kissing over the table. And it was just so weird. Like, I could not believe it.
Okay, that would give me
weird. Well, you have to bless the food, right? Me and my mom, always, we say a couple words and then we kiss across the table before we eat. You guys don't do that?
I don't do that.
No. I thought we all did.
Definitely do not. Oh. I do want to see that picture though. If you can send that over anonymously, of course. Anonymously.
Right.
We would love to just see that.
Take a quick look at it.
Thank you for all the talkbacks. We are going to put a wrap on this, but if you do want to see the photo that we were just talking about, JB Morning Show there on our Instagram story. Then coming up next, Could You Get Over It?
The JB Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JB Show. You don't have to play this, but just wanted to voice my disappointment. I had left a talk back early Friday morning to give myself a shout out because it was my last day at work at a job that has been hard for me to push through. And now I'm headed to grad school with my husband in a different state. And so I was just proud of myself for making it through and didn't make it on the shout out list. So disappointing. Bye.
Okay, that's our buddy Amira from Utah. She's about to make a move to Arizona. And let me just
tell her?
Interject this one thing. Yeah, who wants to tell her? Amira, we played your talkback on Friday. We played your talkback and acknowledged
you so much love and support.
And showed you some love and told everybody that's not familiar with their story about your story. And we did it on Friday!
I'm going to leave a talkback about how one of our favorite listeners from Utah, formerly from Utah, doesn't even fully listen to our show.
Yeah, and how disappointing that's made you feel. Yeah.
Yes.
We love you, Amira.
I might leave the same talk back. I'm feeling disappointed that she didn't listen to the entire show on Friday.
All right. Could you get over it?
A woman posted on Reddit about a conversation she recently had with her boyfriend. She said they were watching a movie. In that movie, the female lead had to choose between an attractive character and then someone who would be a better long-term partner. To which the boyfriend likened the movie to his own life. And he said, quote, "My ex is the hotter, more surface level one, but you are the one who I would choose in every lifetime." Ooh. After realizing what he had said and how it didn't really go over the way he intended,
he profusely
apologized. But according to her, the damage was done. She said it's made her feel deeply insecure, and she just hasn't been able to shake the thought of that conversation, particularly because she said his ex is very pretty. Ooh. She's gorgeous. I wanted to ask you, ladies, let's just say your man said in front of you that his ex was actually hotter than you, but you are the person he would choose in every lifetime. Could you get over it?
No.
Selena, we'll start with you.
Never. No. Mm-mm. I couldn't.
But you guys have a incredible relationship, marriage.
Yeah. Everything. I don't think, I mean, I'm not saying I would throw away the relationship. I mean, hopefully it doesn't get to that point where it just like manifests itself and it's all I can think about. It's taking over my life.
Yeah.
I don't think it would, but I just know me, I would never fully get over that. Even if I don't bring it up or if I don't, you know, we don't argue about this, you might never hear me talk about it ever again. But deep down inside, it's what I'm going to be thinking about because it's that hurtful. I'm going to be so insecure with the way I look now and wondering if you're even attracted to me and all these different things.
Right.
I'm going to be creating scenarios in my head.
Thinking like, oh my gosh, so they clearly think that person was so hot. Are they still thinking about them?
Yes.
Even now that they're in the relationship.
Like, we're doing things. Are you, like, imagining her?
So, Jess, are you in the same boat as Selena? Mm-hmm. Could you get over it?
Yeah, I'm on the same boat as Selena because it would be extremely hurtful.
Are you breaking up?
I don't think we'd break up, but I think if it's something that really affects my confidence throughout the relationship, I think it would throw some hurdles down the road because, I mean, although he is essentially saying that you were the better partner for them, it still matters that you think your partner thinks you're hot.
Well, and it also matters that you partner is saying out loud that they are saying you are inferior to one of their exes in one manner. Maybe you are the better match and the better partner, but you never want to hear that you are inferior in any way to an ex, right?
I feel like after this, though, I would just like spiral because now I'm super insecure. I have insecurities about myself. Things that I didn't even notice before, probably. Now I'm going to be insecure anytime you're with anybody who's pretty. I'm going to be like, oh, are they prettier than me too?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like that's where things would head. So maybe it wouldn't work out.
With you guys. I don't think I could. I don't know that I would be able to get past that. It would be something that would eat at me. Like you said, Selena, it would just eat at me a little bit all the time. And yeah, it may not surface in any moment, but there are those moments where it would bubble up to the surface and I'd be like, well, yeah. Yeah, well, I guess I'm not as hot as Todd. I don't know. You know, whatever his name is, you know.
Right. And then I think I also would want to, like, look them up and be like, okay, well, what are they doing that I'm not then? Like, what procedures do I need to try?
Now you're stalking the person on social media.
Yeah.
Taking their picture to the plastic surgeon to get their face onto yours.
Why are guys so dumb?
Like, that's why would you say that?
Yeah. I get what he was intending to say, but you have to word that way, way, way differently.
Yeah.
If not, there's no right way
to say it. Thank you. Like, he was trying to say, oh yeah, my ex is like the superficial one, only cares about her beautiful, hot.
How hot she is. Damn, she was hot. But I would choose you in any lifetime.
God, guys are so stupid sometimes. Whoops. But there's not a single person who'd be able to get over this, right?
I think maybe some people that are supremely confident. Everybody's insecure, though. Even the people that seem really confident, they're very insecure.
But to hear that your ex is still attracted, or sorry, your partner is still attracted to their ex,
it doesn't necessarily mean they're still attracted to him, but it just means that they have ranked.
You think the person's attractive. You're attracted to them.
Yeah, but when you're ranking somebody by looks, they're ranking somebody else in front of you. And you want to believe that at least your person has you at the
top
of the tippity top.
Could you get over it?
No.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We were just talking about could you get over it? Go ahead. You explain it, Graham.
I was just going to say this guy told his girlfriend that his ex, she was the hotter one. She was hotter than her, but she would choose the current girlfriend any lifetime. She's the better match for him.
We're like, you idiot. You just admitted that your ex-girlfriend is hotter than your current. Who would do that?
Yes, of course I would be messed up about that. I would not get over it. What an idiot. That could cause damage down the road leading to a breakup or an unhealthy relationship. What an idiot.
Yeah. So
that was our sentiment around the room. I think each of us said we could not get over it. And then I don't know that it would end the relationship, but it might.
Maybe not at that moment, but it would cause so many issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen out of Oakland. I have a comment about this, like, boyfriend-girlfriend argument situation. I think that you're thinking about it, and people are thinking about it in the wrong way. Emotionally mature people understand that a great relationship is much more than a physical attraction. Anyone can be physically attractive, but be horrible partners. And so if my partner complimented me in that way, I would feel even more secure.
Okay, you missed one key detail here. We are not emotionally mature people here on the TV show. So we're not able to get it. I understand what you're saying, that you always want to, you know, the better match in the relationship. That's, you know, you want the greater relationship, right?
And I want to be hot too.
But I also, yeah.
We have to understand that this is somebody who maybe already suffers from like self-esteem or is insecure about the way she looks. Like, this could wreck her.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to put this anonymously. So you guys are having a conversation about the boyfriend telling his current girlfriend that she is the better match, although his ex is the more attractive one. So I feel like something like that happened to me when my partner told me that they are attracted to a certain culture, and I feel like I've not been able to get over that. It just eats me all the time, and it's not fair.
Oh, my God. There you go. See? What an idiot. Why would you say that?
Come on, guys. Be smarter than that.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for those talkbacks. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up.
Hottest Things Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
I'm going to be honest. It's a bit of a light story day. Oh. So I have a couple of headlines before we get to the possibility of Chris Rock and Will Smith having beef previously before the slap.
Okay.
A couple of headlines just really quick. Pim Anderson and Tom Cruise are rumored to be dating.
Who gives a fart? Oh.
Seriously, though?
Yeah. Okay.
That's weird.
Kendall Jenner and Jacob Elordi are officially dating. They responded in Hawaii together and even on a double date with Kylie and Timothy Chalamet.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, now to Chris Rock and Will Smith. So Chris Rock was on the Fly on the Wall podcast with David Spade and Dana Carvey during the Netflix is a Joke Week. And they asked Chris about his favorite top five rappers. Tupac did not make the cut.
Ouch.
Right? And I think they were a little surprised by that. And Chris revealed that he and Tupac dated the same woman. And Tupac would always win when it came to the ladies. Now, who was Tupac's most famous girlfriend? Jada Pinkett Smith,
right.
Who is now married to Will Smith. So he didn't say outright that he used to date Jada, but there is the possibility, at least that's what it sounds like, that he and Jada, Chris Rock and Jada, previously dated. And so maybe that was like, you know, already kind of boiling over. And then so when he was making comments about her on stage at the Oscars and Will was like, keep my wife's name out your mouth. Maybe that's what it stems from.
Wow, dude.
Huh?
What okay. if?
What
wow,
if?
Dude.
I believe it.
I know.
Interesting. Why wouldn't that theory have bubbled up? I mean, with the amount of attention that slap got, the slap heard around the world. How have we
Maybe
not...
it did at one point. That was so long ago. I don't know. There are so many theories, but mostly that Will was just, you know, had some loose screws.
And when he was naming, what it was. When Chris Rock was naming his top five rappers, Will Smith wasn't in there anywhere?
No.
Dylon?
Dylon did make the cut.
Okay, good.
Dylon.
Tupac, Dylon.
No Tupac.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No Tupac, no Will.
Right.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, is the pandemic the sole cause of all the declining test scores amongst children in the United States? According to some new research, that answer is no.
How is this new?
It just is. Researchers from Stanford, Harvard, and Dartmouth, they looked at test scores from 5,000 different school districts across 38 states. So this is a very big study. They tracked students from 3rd to 8th grade. And what they found was this decline in test scores, it started happening way before COVID. Since 2015, 83% of districts saw a decline in reading scores. 70% saw a decline in math scores over that same 10-year period. So the decline in our education started well before COVID. Did COVID amplify it in the pandemic? Yes, of course it did. And they said that you could see that decline as well there. But we were already on a trajectory that was on a downward path well before the pandemic. They said that in the past couple years, we have seen some very modest gains in reading and some gains in math as well, but we are still not where we want to be. But that has been a topic that's been debated a lot, is how you know, impactful the pandemic was. Everyone's like, oh, these pandemic kids, they're so far behind. They don't, you know, the pandemic kids, they don't,
yeah, their scores are so bad.
It turns out things were actually on a pretty steep decline prior to that.
Uh-oh.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. I blame social media and Roblox.
You know, that's one of the things that they point to as a cause for this is social media. They say as social media use has increased, recreational reading has decreased. Ooh. So people are reading a lot less. And guess what? Reading is really good for your brain and learning about stuff. And that is one of the things that they point to.
Interesting.
In this study as a possible cause.
We should ban social media.
I'm here for it.
No. Hey, hold on. No. Too far, Jess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'd like to redact the talkback I left. Turns out it wasn't in the shout-out section. That is my mistake. My fault. So sorry. Ignore my last talkback. I still love you guys. And yeah, bye. Now I'm just unemployed and sitting at home, but I have to pack and my cat won't stop meowing at me. Jess can relate.
Oh, my cat.
Thank you for that retraction, Amira. We still love you.
Yeah, she tried to call us out for not shouting her out on Friday. Hello, we played your talk back and shouted you out.
We have the receipt.
Come on.
Buenos dias, JV Show from Mela. This is Eric from Gerwick. Sent it to Graham's DMs on Friday. Didn't make it on time. That's my fault. About we're going to have a gender reveal. Graham said that he was getting massive girl vibes. If he put this on a JV Show prediction journal, he wouldn't have won Coco Props because we are having a boy! Baby Eric the Dirt on the way. Hell yeah.
Aw, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. Little baby Eric the Third. Yeah, I was getting major girl vibes. I don't know, but maybe my psychic stuff was off.
Yeah.
More importantly about the gender reveal.
Yes.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's a great point. All right, so if you go to JV Morning Show or Wild94.9 on Instagram, make sure you are following both of those accounts, by the way. We have our photos from home posted for you. You know, every morning we bring a photo from our weekend. Mine... Okay, it looks... Okay, mine is me and my daughter. It was her last softball game of the season. At least that's what we thought. I think there's another one coming up next week that they just, sprung on us. So now we're going to be back there, but whatever.
So you staged this whole picture for nothing?
Well, we staged this picture because we took a picture like this back in 2017. And so we recreated it now that she's older.
Aww.
And so later today, I'll be posting, the before and after. But that was the point of this picture.
I don't know why, but I feel like this is a picture I would have seen back in the MySpace days.
It's giving MySpace. Tom from MySpace just gave it a like. Which one's you?
The one that says Kiki's mom.
Oh, right. I should have known. All right. That's a sweet picture, MySpacey. All right. Mine's a picture. Look, me and my bestie out for a little walk as well. You guys were walking in that picture. We're walking in this one out to get a coffee yesterday morning. Now, look, we live in a rather rural area now, pretty far out. So it's a very long walk, but there is one place that we can walk to get a coffee in the mornings. It's only about... That's a little over 2 miles round trip. Selena, what are the chances that you would ever make this
zero
walk to get a
coffee? Why wouldn't you just drive?
Because it was a gorgeous day yesterday morning. Beautiful. Let's get out, get some exercise, take the dog for a walk. Hambone's in the back right there. She's really slowing down, you guys. She's 12 years old. She's, normally on a walk, it's the dog pulling you. And now we're like, oh, could you speed it up a little bit? This is my daughter walking Hambone. Along there, we got our coffee, and I got a breakfast burrito in the bag, too. Ooh, it was good.
Aww,
very
cute.
Tasty, but long walk.
And then my picture is me and one of my besties as well. She just graduated from CSUMB, so that was her little graduation party.
Go Otters!
Woo-woo! They are Otters, actually.
See?
Yeah. But this was right before you could actually tell that I had drank a little bit too much. And I don't know what it is, but any time that I'm drinking a lot, I have it in me to... want to make sure that people know I'm not drunk. So, I don't know why. So, Ruben will be like, the missus is drunk. And then I'm like, no, I'm not. And then I'll try my best to, act like I'm not drinking too much.
That's everyone. You have to deny it and try to act normal.
I've only had one or two.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's like when you caught sleeping and you're like, oh, I wasn't sleeping during the movie. No, I was wide awake.
I think you're sleeping.
If anybody, your eyes are closed.
Maybe you're drunk.
You always have to deny it.
Yeah.
True. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one then.
check out all of our photos, JV Morning Show. Give it a like while you're at it, please. And a follow.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Yo, what's up, JV Show? It's reported by Special K Steve. Yo, I'm playing catch up on some of the podcasts, but I have noticed that the podcasts, they've been coming out, like, they've been dropping earlier, regularly, like, religiously. Like, who's been in charge of that the last couple weeks? Because whoever's in charge has been on it. Has it been Jess? Because Jess usually, listen, they come out, like, what, like, noon? They've been coming out, like, 10:30 or so. So, whoever's on it deserves a raise, for real.
It's still you, Jess, right?
It is still me. Oh, my God, wait. Does that mean I deserve a raise?
Have you been
no,
expediting
sorry, no budget for that.
Your systems? Because people got used to, when I was doing the podcast, people got used to 10:10 on the dot every day that podcast would come out.
Right.
What's your average post time now for our podcast listeners? Appreciate all you podcast listeners, by the way, helping us keep our jobs.
The process has gotten a lot better for me. I'm in a nice groove.
Oh, you're grooving.
Yeah, I'm grooving.
Stella's got her groove back. All right. Talk to us about it. So what time do people, and if you've never listened to the podcast before and you're listening to us live right now, there's so much good stuff that happens on the show that's way better than what we're talking about right now.
Yes.
And you have to go back and podcast the entire show to get all the really funny stuff.
Right. It really depends on the day. There are some days where we record not one podcast, but two.
Uh-huh.
And then there are other days when we have a meeting. And then there are other
sounds
days
like excuses,
where I gotta go.
But okay.
Yeah. No, but still, regardless, like my goal has been... before 10:30, I've been sticking to it. Sometimes I, you know, get behind a little bit when we have more stuff going on, but we're doing good.
By 10:30.
Okay. What do you think, Selena? Because our buddy Steve there says whoever is doing this lately deserves a raise. Your thoughts, Jess, and raise potential?
Oh, I mean, if it were up to me, sure. But actually, I already just asked the boss, and he said hell to the no.
Oh, got it.
Sorry, Jess.
I'll try again.
Don't forget, we are hooking you up with tickets for the Giants. They're taking on the D-bags next Tuesday, Oracle Park. This is a 4-pack courtesy of Visa. That is a City Connect Tuesday, by the way. So if you want to win these tickets, leave us a talk back now, letting us know why you want to go, who you would take with you. Just leave us a talk back, any talk back about the Giants, and then we're going to be randomly selecting the winning talk back Friday morning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.